This is simply stunning. It appears this is the closest a passenger jet and a drone have ever come in the sky. Sources tell CNN the plane was a U.S. Airways regional jet flying near Tallahassee, Florida airport. Now, the pilot of the plane tells authorities he saw what he believes was a fixed-wing drone. The drone was some 2,300 feet in the air, far higher than something that an amateur might be flying. And the pilot says it was painted in camouflage. Now, the pilot also told authorities it came so close that he thought he had actually hit this drone. But once they got on the ground, they did not see any damage. U.S. Airways just told CNN that they are aware of the reports. They are investigating. But, you know, this really could have been catastrophic. What may be more concerning, though, Wolf, is that this happened in March and was never publicly reported until an FAA official told people at a special drone conference on Thursday. Wolf?
That's pretty shocking. I don't know why we didn't know about that earlier. How catastrophic could it have been, Renee?
Well, you saw what happened when a flock of geese, you saw what that happened or what problems that caused for that U.S. Airways flight known as Miracle on the Hudson. Well, just imagine a drone getting sucked up in one of the plane's engines. Again, Wolf, in that own FAA official's own words, it could have really been catastrophic there.
All right, so what can be done to fix this problem?
Well, you know, over the next 5 years, the FAA is estimating that as many as 7,500 drones could be flying in the U.S. airspace at any given time. So there's some urgency in figuring out how to safely integrate these drones with the airspace. We do know that the FAA has been working on a plan to safely integrate drones into the airspace so that you don't have incidents where you have passenger aircrafts crashing into drones that are also sharing that same space.